Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss so many things related to women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries, and we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 100 of the O Woman Podcast. I'm really excited to have made it this far. I've had some bumps in the road the past few weeks with busyness, and before that being a little bit sick and having lots of different things to deal with. I've said this multiple times, but I've not been as good with the episodes, as recording as often as I would like to. I'm going to get back into it every week that I begin again. I'm sure it's going to be the week that I can get back in my rhythm, and then something inevitably rears its ugly head and gets in the way. But that's life, you know, you think about it, that's what happens. So soon the rhythm will be reestablished, but I'm really excited today to be sharing the 100th episode with you. And in honor of the 100th episode, I wanted to talk about, or just share with you, 100 affirmations for your life. So really 100 words to describe you, to remind you that you are valuable and wonderful and special. And those are some of the words I actually will talk about. So each word is not going to get lots and lots of airtime because there's 100 of them. But I want to briefly say, what the words are and how you are these things and describe them briefly. Just so that this is going to be a good episode for you to listen to, again and again when you're having a hard week or a hard time. Since today is Monday, we're starting fresh with a new week. It's starting to get hot outside. There's a lot more to do. Although summer is near, which is also nice. So there's a lot kind of going on with us. And so it's really nice to just have the reminders of how great you are. And so I wanted to share with you 100 things that you are, and 100 things that I am too. You are special. You are unlike anyone else. You are unique. This is like being special, but to me, it also implies special quirks and aspects of yourself that are unheard of, really, except by people who are close to you and really know you. You are strong. A lot of people do not think of themselves as being strong. A lot of women even do not think of themselves as being strong. But you are. We are. You deal with so many difficult things every day, physical, emotional, spiritual, social, and otherwise, and you get through it each time, and you make it to the new day. You are kind. You are caring. You take care of your family. You take care of people that you love, people around you, and sometimes you take care of strangers just out of the kindness of your heart. You are tough. This goes a lot with you are strong. You are tough. That doesn't mean things don't hurt you or harm you or scar you, but it means you get through them and you persevere and you make it to the other side. You are beautiful. However you feel about your body, it's beautiful. It does what you want it to do. It works for you. It takes care of you. You are beautiful. And you are lovely. And you are healthy. And this is an affirmation that works in the present, but also works thinking of your future. So if you're not feeling as healthy as you want to be, think, I am healthy, and think about healthy choices, and you're going to be able to get there. You are important. You may not feel like you are, but you are. You are the only main character in your life. You are one of the main characters in the lives of your loved ones. And if you were not there, it would be a sad, sad day for all of them. You are valuable. You are considerate and loving. This is a lot like being kind and caring. You take care of others. You consider their feelings. You give your love freely and open. You are happy. You might not feel like you're happy all the time, but you are. Think about your life. Think about all the great things that you have. You have so many great things, so many things that you should be thankful for. And focusing on that is really the best thing you can do for yourself. Focusing on the negatives, there's no value in that unless you're on the verge of wanting to change one of those things. Otherwise, focusing on the things that make you happy and are valuable for you is the best. You are interesting. There's so many layers to your personality that no one knows about. You are sweet, which you can be sweet and tough at the same time. So you can be sweet. You can be intense. You are intense. You can be intense in your emotions, in your considerations, in your care. You can be intense in your mothering, in your caretaking. You are sexual. Whether you feel always in touch with your sexuality or not, you are sexual, and you are sensual. And these are related, but not always the same thing. Sensuality can run as a thread throughout your whole life and be related to everything that you do. Sexuality is a little bit more embedded in the moments that are physical contact, that kind of thing. You are organized. Maybe you're not organized in a way that everyone imagines is organized, but you have your own way of doing things, your own system, and it works for you. You are brave and heroic. Some things that women don't often think that they are, but you are. You are a hero in your life and your life of your family. You are nurturing. Whether you are a parent or not, you have the ability to nurture your pets, your friends, and you do it well. You are cherished. You are cherished by everyone in your life that you love and that loves you back. Your children, if you have children. Your pets, for example, as I just mentioned. Your loved ones, your friends, they cherish you. Whether they remind you as much as they should, they do cherish you. You are fiery. Sometimes if somebody messes with you, they better watch out. You are funny. You have a sense of humor that's unlike anyone else's. And you also are ridiculous, in a good way, ridiculous, over the top sometimes, out of left field. No one ever knows what you're going to do in certain situations, and that is a good kind of ridiculous. You are fantastic and wonderful. You are intelligent. You bring a way of thinking about the world to a situation that no one else brings. You are energetic. Now, this doesn't mean you're energetic all the time, because it's really hard to be energetic all the time, but even on the days when you have no energy and you still think, how can I get this done? And you still get it done. You're still energetic, whether or not you're displaying your energy for the world. You still had enough energy to get everything figured out. You are talented. Everyone has something that they do that is creative about them that the world doesn't know about. Maybe you paint, or you draw, or you write, or maybe you make up little songs while you wash the dishes. That's all talent. You're crazy. Sometimes it's okay to be crazy. You're a good kind of crazy. The kind of crazy that enriches a social situation and enriches other people's lives. You are powerful. And I think that's a really great word, because it encompasses being strong and considerate and caring. You convey a level of power and control over a situation that isn't a controlling power. It is a power that allows everything to unfold the way it's supposed to unfold. You are precious. You are cared for. You are. You are joyful. You are large. This means you have a large personality. You are a large person in your own life and in others. And you are also small, which means you're one of many millions of people in the world, and yet you're still important. You are in charge. You're able to take control when the time comes, and you're able to get things done. You're revered. And this might not be a word that you think of that you are, but you are. You're revered. You're proud. You're proud when you're supposed to be. You should be proud of yourself. You have a lot to be proud of. You're cautious when you need to be. It is not the mark of a woman to be open and accepting of everyone. That's ridiculous. That's stupid. That's something that sometimes women are taught, they should be kind and friendly to everyone. No, in certain occasions, yes. Otherwise, be cautious. And if you need to say, get the hell away from me, you do it. You are bountiful. There's an unlimited supply of positivity that can come out of you. You are charming. You are charismatic. And you are selective in the same way that you are cautious. You don't have to share your charm and your charisma with everyone. You have a lot of energy, but not everyone deserves your charm and your energy. You are daring. You're willing to do things that not everybody else thinks you should do or understands, but you make the right decisions for yourself. You are enigmatic. Regardless of how open you are, like I'm a very open person, I have to always talk about everything, I know that I am still enigmatic, because there are certain parts of me that I don't share with anyone, or certain aspects of myself that I understand, but I could never explain to someone else. I am fresh. I bring fresh ideas. You are fresh. You bring fresh ideas to a situation. You are fair, and you're honest. You are hot. This is kind of like being sexual and sensual, but this is me saying that you are hot. You're a hot person. You are hairy. Let's face it. all women are hairy in different degrees. And I just want to remind you, in sort of a joking moment like right now, that you have hair. Stop freaking out about it sometimes. You are hilarious. You have a lot of funny things to say. And you are hardworking. No matter what kind of job or career or life or tasks you do, you are hardworking. You are selfless when you need to be, and you are selfish when you need to be, and both of those things are good depending on the situation. You are jolly, and you are loud. You are loud on the right occasions. You are loaded, and I don't mean loaded with money. I mean you are loaded with possibility, with information, with energy, with joy. You are content. You don't always feel content, but overall in your life, you are content. You have everything that you need to live, and you have extra. You have people that love you and care for you. You have a place to sleep. You have clothes. You have at least a couple things that are extras that you don't need, but you just get to have them, and that is good. You are motherly. Whether or not you're a mother, you are motherly. You have mothered someone before, and it has made them a better person. You are major. You are a major character. You are majorly important. You are astute. You notice things. You pay attention. You're creative. You're artistic. You're merry. You're also nasty in a good way, in like a sexy way. You can get nasty when the time comes. You're not always proper and prim. Maybe you're almost always nasty, but maybe you don't feel like you are. You are. You have a little bit of nasty in you. Just embrace it. You're open. You share what needs to be shared. You share of yourself. You give of yourself. You open yourself up to sometimes hard decisions and hard things, but it's always for the best. You're alive. This is just one thing to celebrate among the others. To be alive is fantastic. You're cyclical. Your body and your mind and your emotions change. They go through cycles, and that's something that's good. It gives you downtime and uptime. You're peaceful. You have an inner peace. You're able to see past what's happening now into the future. Your understanding of yourself and others. The big one is understanding yourself and feeling like you're understanding yourself after you've made a mistake and kind of forgiving yourself too. You're pretty. You're spiritual. You're precise. The things you do are not haphazard. The things you do are done well and often. You are rare. You are a rare kind of person. The qualities that you have will never exist in anyone else in the world in the same combination. And other people might have similar personalities to you, but you are a rare find. You're edgy. You're also loyal. You don't give up on the people that you love. You're true. You're true to the people that you love. And you're truthful. You tell the truth. You're also a teacher. In everything you do in your life, you're a teacher. You're also a learner too, but you're a teacher. You teach others just through interacting with them a different way to see the world. You're a friend. Nothing more needs to be said about that. You are a friend and you're a good one. You're trustworthy. People can trust you. And you're trusting. You trust other people, which is a mark of you being a content person who's peaceful in yourself, that you can trust other people. You've come to terms with yourself and you understand what that is. You're hungry. You're hungry for food because everybody should eat and food is delicious, but you're also hungry for new experiences, new exciting things, new valuable moments in your life. You're willing. You're willing to try new things. You're willing to be yourself. You're willing to do so many things. You're also wondering. Wondering, like you're wondering what's next. You're thinking. You're evaluating. You're curious. This is a lot like wondering. You're curious about the world. You don't give up that childish or supposedly childish curiosity, something that should be carried over into adulthood. Everyone should be curious and excited about new things. You're empathetic. You feel for other people. You care about other people. You're quirky. And you're silly. And you're kooky. And you're sympathetic. You feel sympathy when something goes wrong for someone else. You try to understand and you really feel for them. You're fun. You're fun to be around. Being around you is not boring. Being around you is exciting and interesting, and there's always something new going on. You're smart. You have a lot of things to say, and most of those things are true. You're friendly. You're merciful. You forgive and you allow things to be forgotten when the time is right. Doesn't mean you always do, but it means you do it at the right moment. You're adaptable. You can change. You can be a new person, but you always stay yourself. You're peculiar. You're kind of a weirdo, which is a good thing. Because the last thing is you are you. You are you. You're only you. You're no one else. No one else is like you. You're unique and special and all of these things, all of these words that I said, and that makes you, you. Thanks so much for joining me for the show today. I'm real excited to do the 100th episode of the O Woman podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope this is one that you'll look back on and play if you feel like you need a little bit of extra oomph to get through the day. But as always, I want to remind you to check out O Woman podcast on Facebook. Go to the website, owomanpodcast.com. You can email me if you have questions or comments or anything you want to say, Emma@owomanpodcast, or you can leave a comment on the website. And please subscribe on iTunes and rate the episodes. That would be awesome. As always, love talking with you guys, and I'll talk to you next time. All right, bye.